Hi folks, this is Aubrey Bronken with yet another edition of the Bronken Podcast, where we take a closer look at life, what it is and what it is not, and how you can live a better quality life through making the right decisions at the right time. I am dictating this from my garden. I'm taking a walk in the garden today, and it is a lovely day, and I just thought that while I'm busy taking a stroll and the kids are playing in the background, I'm quickly going to record this session. It's not going to be a very long session, folks, but it's just a short reminder. And today I wanted to take a closer look at personal preparedness. I think it's a topic that's very important at this moment in time. And I think it's something that we need to give attention to because times are changing and we need to be aware of that. And we need to properly prepare in order that when changes come, that we will not be managed by change, but that we can manage change. And like I always say to my colleagues and team members and people that I meet, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. And I do believe that in this time we need to be flexible, but we need to be prepared as well in order to handle and to make the most of things coming our way. Let me remind you once again before we continue that what I'm about to share is my personal view and my personal understanding of the topic discussed. So please, folks, treat it as such. For more resources, visit our website at www.branken.net. That is BRANCKEN.NET. One thing that I've realized and that I've seen over the last couple of years in me sharing the whole ideas or the concepts or the, whole philosophy behind personal preparedness and assisting people to prepare for changing times. And I mean, when I speak about preparedness, I'm speaking about being able to generate your own electricity, you know, whether it's through solar or through wind, being able to store food, short, medium and long-term food storage, being able to produce your own food. If you can produce 5%, folks, of your own food, that gives you a 5% edge. That gives you the advantage that if something happens or if there's some difficulty, you might lose your job, there might be some kind of a natural disaster and food might not be able to get to the shops. You have 5% of your food already in your backyard and you just eliminate or cut down on the effect of a natural disaster on your life if you are able to supply your own food. Your own water, your own shelter, your own security, etc. I mean, we've seen some tremendous events happening this year. We had the earthquake in New Zealand, in Christchurch. We had the tsunami in Japan. We had the floods in Australia. I mean, things are happening everywhere, and I do believe that we need to prepare ourselves for even worse disasters to come. And therefore, it's wise to prepare. And what I want to do today is I want to share with you just a little bit about the whole idea of preparing yourself. And the mission in any survival situation, folks, is to stay alive and to help others to stay alive as well. Now, when some kind of a disaster occurs, whether it's a tornado or hurricane, an earthquake, floods, it doesn't matter what it is. When you are in that situation, you will have an assortment of thoughts, a large amount of emotions that you will need to deal with. And the emotions that you experience, the things that you are thinking about, your strategies, your plans of action, the things that you do in order to stay alive, the decisions you make can either work for you in the survival situation or it can work against you. And that's why it's so important to be mentally and emotionally prepared. That when a disaster occurs, you know what to do and how to do it. Things that people normally experience in a disaster situation are emotions like fear and anger, frustration, and often hopelessness. And if you're not able to manage your emotions, the things that you think about, the things that you feel, it might affect your chances of survival. You know, it doesn't help to fall into a state of panic. You need to think clear. You need to get your mind, your thought patterns in order. You need to conquer your internal fears, folks, because your fears can cause you to experience psychological defeat, and it will drive you towards making the wrong decisions, impulsive decisions. So therefore, it's vital that you rule over anything and everything that might cause you or hinder you to survive in and through any difficulty. Your reactions in any survival situation needs to be productive, not destructive. And one of the first things that I do believe is that you need to know yourself. It is so important to know who you are on the inside. It is so important to know your fears, your shortcomings. It is so important to understand yourself, who you are as a person. Because once you're in a survival situation, once you're in the place where you need to make yes-no decisions, where you need to decide, am I going left, am I going right, am I going straight? Are we staying or are we moving? Are we bugging in or are we bugging out? What is the proper course of action to take in this survival situation? There's been an earthquake and we need to act. What do I do now? If you don't know yourself, if you don't know your shortcomings, if you don't know, listen, I'm someone who tends to freeze up when there's pressure, or I'm someone who tends to stress in a difficult situation or difficult circumstances. If you don't know who you are going to discover who you are in those circumstances, and it's not the place to do it. So that's why a bit of introspective, you know, speak to family members, speak to friends, ask them. You know, when we went through a difficult situation, or when this happened, when that happened, how did I react? Did I handle it well? Didn't I handle it well? Where can I work on myself in the areas where I lacked, or where I fell short, or where I didn't make the right call at the right time due to fear or stress or whatever it may be? And then it is so important to ask them what your strengths are. Look at yourself. Do you tend to take lead when there's a difficult situation? Do you tend to take control and say, listen, folks, we're doing this and this and that. Discover your strengths, your qualities, and develop the areas that you know are necessary to survive. Now, we need to be realistic, folks, when it comes to fear. I am not saying that we need to pretend that we do not have fear. You will experience some amount or some degree of fear. But you need to train yourself in those areas. You need to overcome that fear. And often that fear is overcome by gaining knowledge and understanding. You know, some people, when a difficulty occurs or when something happens or they're in a disaster or a survival situation and they need to make a call, they freeze up and they fear. But the reason for that fear is because they don't know what to do. And if you are skilled, if you know how to, let's say, for example, if you know the basics of CPR, the basics of medicine, what medicine to use, what the course of action is if someone chokes or someone has cardiac arrest, or having the basic self-defense skills to protect yourself in hand-to-hand combat. If you have the skill, if you have the knowledge, if you have the understanding and the training, it often helps you to conquer the fear. Because a large amount of our fears come because of a lack of understanding or knowledge or not knowing what to do in a specific situation. And therefore, I always encourage folks, people, train yourself. Go and do a first aid course. Learn how to build a basic shelter that will be able to shelter you against the elements of nature, like heat and sun and rain and snow, whatever. Learn how to hunt. Learn how to set traps. Learn how to defend yourself. Equip and skill yourself in the basics. And once you get into a survival situation, you'll be able to apply what you have learned. Another thing that I do believe is important when you are in a disaster or in a survival situation, be realistic. Don't pretend that the threat is not present. Don't pretend that things are better than what they really are. You know, it is so important. Many people have lost their lives because they're trying to think positive, but they're not realistic within their circumstances. And it costs them. So see the circumstances as they are, not as you want them to be. Of course, you always need to keep your hope up. Of course, you must have an expectation to survive. But be realistic in the situation. Do an assessment. See what's happening around you. Calculate what is going on. And then you'll be able to make clear and definite decisions in order to help you to survive. Do not set unrealistic expectations, because you will be disappointed. And therefore, folks, I often say this to people. You need to prepare. I almost want to say, prepare for the worst, but trust for the best. So often, people, they don't prepare in life because they think nothing is ever going to go wrong. We have a stable economy. The economy is never going to collapse. We have no real problems with nature. We don't have things like hurricanes or tornadoes or floods or earthquakes or anything like this. So, you know, it will never hit our area. You know, it's always somewhere else. It's always somewhere in some other country or some other people group or in some other place on the other side of the world. And people don't prepare because they think everything is always going to go right. Nothing is ever going to happen to them. But I do think the times that we are living in, it is wise to really be prepared. Prepare for the worst, but trust for the best. Okay? It is much easier to adjust to easier situations than not being prepared and you have to go through really difficult situations. Another thing I want you to remember in any survival situation is really to remind yourself what is at stake. Your life is at stake. The lives of your family can be at stake. The life of your friends can be at stake. And the lives of strangers around you can be at stake. And you can be the one to bring stability, to bring hope, to save lives in a survival situation. Can you understand why I say it is so important to prepare yourself psychologically, emotionally, physically? So I want to end off this show and really encourage you to learn a couple of good techniques, to learn a couple of good skills. Things like time management, assertiveness skills. Take notice what is going on around you. How many people are around you? Are there any threats? Are they violent? Are they not violent? Are they at peace? You know, do they know what's going on? Do they know how to handle the situation? Make a quick assessment. That means you need to be assertive. That is one skill that I exercise a lot in my life when I go into a restaurant. You know, I take a quick glance over the restaurant. Who's there? What's going on? Are there some people that might pose a potential threat to the safety and security of me and my family or not? But when you are in a disaster situation, you need to be very assertive. You need to look at what is happening around you. You need to listen at what is happening around you. There are a number of skills that you can learn that will increase your chance to survive. Being in a survival situation is not easy. But if you have learned the basic skills to manage your emotions, to be assertive, to sum up the situation, to observe, if you have the basic skills of first aid, of self-defense, of procuring food and water, of setting up shelters, of having and remaining within a positive state of mind while in the difficulty, it increases your chance of survival tremendously. And personal preparedness, folks, starts today. I want you to think about what I've shared today and ask yourself, am I prepared if I'm caught up in a situation where I need to survive? Can people depend on me? Can people depend on my ability to make the right decisions at the right time? Or am I clueless and totally ignorant when it comes to the subject of personal survival? If you are, today is a new day. Take the step, because the will to survive is the refusal to give up. This has been Aubrey Brunken with another edition of the Brunken Podcast, where we take a closer look at life, what it is and what it is not, and how you can live a better quality life through making the right decisions at the right time.